From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting a new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta and Syria left at least 22 people dead, dozens wounded Saturday, and that raises the death toll of a week of bombing in the area to 500, more than 500. This as the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria. That's Kuwait's ambassador to the UN leading the vote Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday and additional negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. The week-long bombardment has overwhelmed rescuers and doctors at makeshift hospitals, many of which have been bombed as well. Activists say the residents have been hiding in underground shelters. The Security Council is expected to vote Monday on a British-drafted UN resolution. That resolution would condemn Iran for violating UN arms embargoes by providing missiles and drones to Shiite rebels in Yemen and commit to future action against Tehran. Kuwait's ambassador, who is the current council president, said the group is still working on the text, but it should be adopted Monday morning. The White House has released a redacted version of a Democratic memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. The memo was released Saturday, 3 weeks after the Republican version. The latest memo alleges that the opposing version omits and misrepresents facts to the FBI and how it surveilled a former Trump campaign advisor. This is VOA.